This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
B. Scott, PC in for John and Reg in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Happy New Year, everybody. Tell you what, Dana Brown gave you a Happy New Year. Bringing in Tatsuya Ime. Astros rotation now looking quite formidable. Now the Texans, who as of right now are the 5 seed in the AFC, going to Week 18, taking on a Colts team that is going to start Riley Leonard at quarterback, and his performances so far have been, say, suboptimal for them.
The Colts are basically the football team version of Lance McCullers' arm at this point. Hanging by duct tape and they're out of tape.
It's Week 18, but the Texans need a win. They can't just rest the starters, even though, Riley Leonard started. Did I see correctly Jonathan Taylor is not going to play this week?
I didn't see that, but I would understand it. There's really not a point. You know, it would make total sense if he didn't. Hell, if I'm Jonathan Taylor, I might maybe not demand not to play, but might whisper in the ear, you know what? My back's not feeling great. You know, it's not feeling great. Had a tough time getting out of bed this morning.
Achoo! Oh, I have a cold. I can't play.
Oh, COVID. COVID.
I need the Rona.
I need to quarantine, and that's going to take me out of the window for the game.
Somebody call Seth and Sean. I need antibodies.
Damn it. Don't we have to do that 7-day, 14-day thing? I've got the ick. I would do that.
My NFL health insurance plan does not cover Paxlovid. Can't get the antibiotics I need. But look, they still need to win. The starters can't just rest. They're going to have to get themselves a nice big fat lead in the second half before they start sitting players. And the reason being is, well, the Buffalo Bills are going to host the J-E-S-T. Jest. And the Jest, of course, are trying to tankathon, hoping and praying the Raiders will be dumb enough to win. And how great would it be the Raiders lose to the Giants so they could get in position for the number one pick, and then they win this week so they blow it? I mean, what would be more on brand for the Raiders?
On brand for the Raiders, but to be fair, on brand for football tanking. They don't do it properly, and the Raiders don't do anything properly. So that would sound about right.
So you have to win, because if you were to lose and the Bills beat the Jets, the Bills will leapfrog you because they would have more wins. And then in the 3 o'clock window, the Chargers are in Denver. And look, Denver still needs to win because they are basically in a dead heat with the Patriots for the number one seed, and only the number one seed gets the week off. And that game gets played at the same time as the Patriots hosting the Dolphins. So, the Patriots have to try to win and hope Denver loses. If the Chargers were to win and the Texans were to lose, well, the Chargers will leapfrog the Texans because more wins.
Right.
So the Texans need to win so that at worst case scenario, they are equal in wins. They hold the tiebreaker over both the Bills and the Chargers because they beat both of those teams this season.
Right.
So you have to get a win. You can't just, week 18, we're going to Peyton Manning Colts this and just not play anybody week 18. They got to go for a win. Now, what is the line of demarcation? If you are DeMeco Ryans, what is the line of demarcation for you to start sitting your best players?
If I'm up by two touchdowns, not two scores, but specifically two touchdowns, just even shorten that. And it doesn't have to be the full 14. If it's just 12, all right? If I'm up by 12 or more in the second half, I'll start resting guys. Because it is a team, and I know they were up pretty big early in the game against the Chargers and, had to kind of eke out a victory. But it is a team that is much more built to play with a lead than it is to play from behind. But I think it is one, given its conservative nature, and like offensively its conservative nature, and given their defensive dominance, I think that they get up 12 on the Colts and they're up 12 in the second half, they should need their starters to finish out that game. I mean, at least not the main ones. I'd probably lean toward resting at that point no less than half of my starters.
Interesting stat here for this particular game when it comes to resting starters. Through 17 weeks, time of possession, the Houston Texans are number 3 in time of possession.
It's their strategy. It's their approach.
The Indianapolis Colts, who have Jonathan Taylor.
Sometimes, when they decide to give him the ball.
25th. In time of possession.
That is inexcusable. As smart of an offensive mind as Shane Steichen is, that is inexcusable and unexplainable. And I understand they were throwing the ball pretty well early on with Daniel Jones, but Jonathan Taylor, especially before things kind of went south for them, was having an MVP caliber year. The idea that you could have a top 3 running back in the game and be that far down in time of possession is absurd to me. Absurd.
Here is a crazy thing to me. Teams with negative time possession, right?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
That are playoff or potential playoff teams. Green Bay Packers, 20th. Seattle Seahawks, 22nd. Baltimore Ravens, 23rd. Pittsburgh Steelers, 30th. 30th!
So bad.
Dude, I so want to play the Steelers. I want to play the Steelers. I want to end Aaron Rodgers' career. And I want to bury it. I want to blow him out. I want to win like 42-0.
Yeah, look, I'd love the opportunity to do it. I wouldn't shed a tear if the Ravens just did it themselves for me. Now, this is kind of more speaking to, you know, our conversation is more speaking to who do you want the Texans to play. And so if you want the Texans to play the Steelers, then you would like to kind of prolong that. And then you have the opportunity to end Aaron Rodgers, because that would also mean that you're advancing in the playoffs. We get that. But you just hit on something that I think is really key when we talk about the Texans. And I think it gets overlooked sometimes, but I'm glad you read that stat. Give it to them again, PC, on time of possession. Where do the Texans rank again in time of possession?
Third.
Not
third.
Ass.
Not all right. Ass.
All right, so third in time of possession. And I'll give you this. Second in giveaways. So that's turning the ball over. They rank second in giveaways, so second best. So they give it away the second least, right? And they're third in time of possession. This is the Texans' offense. People ask about identity. When are they going to get good? What are they good at? What are their redeeming qualities? They're not a particularly explosive offense. They don't necessarily throw it great. They don't necessarily run it great. But the things that they do well, and this is really at the heart of the frustration for a lot of fans watching them. But the things that they do well, clearly now by design, we're far enough into the season, we're at the last game. Clearly by design, the things that they do well is possess the ball and then not give the ball away. So overall, play keep away, hold on to the ball for as long as you can, for as much as you can, and don't give it away. And then when you don't have the ball, rely on the best defense in all of the league.
Earlier in the year, I made the comparison to the 1990 Giants, which was the team that beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl by playing keep away. In that, you have an elite defense, you have a good enough offense, but you're going to lean on your defense and your special teams to make plays for you. And oddly enough, teams 1, 2, 3 in time possession. Chargers, Bills, Texans. 1, 2, 3. The Bucs are 4. If the Bucs had any defense whatsoever, they would be winning their division by 4 games. But everybody throws the ball on them. They have no defense whatsoever. Patriots, Jaguars, Bears, another team that has a problem stopping the passing game. Niners, Broncos. All those teams are either in the playoffs or the Bucs have a shot.
Yeah.
And that's the top 8 teams, and that's the top 9 teams in the league in time possession.
I'm giving them no shot to lose this game.
No shot.
No shot. There's no chance that this team, given the way that we've seen them play over the last 8 weeks, loses to this version. We've already watched them beat better versions. A better version of this Colts team and teams that are better than either version of the Colts teams that they either have played or are about to play on Sunday, there would be no excuse to do so, especially given that you still have something at least to play for.
I feel like halfway through the third quarter, the Texans will find themselves in a position where they are up close to 3 touchdowns. And with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, that's where you'll see them start to pull the offense.
I wouldn't even be mad, PC. I told you already, I'd wait till the third quarter. And what exactly what you just said makes total sense. But I wouldn't even be mad or outraged or think that it's absurd if they were to start the game in a similar fashion as they did in Los Angeles against the Chargers, where they're up 14 in less than 5 minutes or whatever it was into the game. They do that, they should be equipped just by design, the way that they play and what their approach is and the way that this defense is set up. I wouldn't be mad if they started to do that then, at least on the offensive side. Maybe rest your quarterback. Maybe rest Will Anderson Jr. since they got edge rushers seemingly falling out of the sky. But yeah, I wouldn't be mad if they did it as soon as they got up two scores or two touchdowns.
All right, one more segment to go. We will play the bandwagon next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.